This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
The game is Cellmates, where lawbreakers become game changers. And this week, we are playing for tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and Stained at White River Amphitheater. That show is happening on October 8th. Let's meet our cellmates. We have Jay in Spanaway, who I kind of want to call Spanaway Jay.
Spanaway Jay.
Jay, your wife got you booted from a hotel, but it didn't stop there.
Right. I went out with the guys drinking, and I didn't want to go home, so I got a hotel. And actually, we got booted from the Farrelly's in DuPont. And she came in there, caused the scene, and then decided to apparently douse herself with a soda and basically called the cops on me, said I assaulted her and threw a soda at her.
Oh, is that her end reason? That was what she was talking, because I was like, why is she just, I'm so angry and so fuming, I'm going to pour soda on my head. So it was because she wanted to make it look like you threw soda on her?
Yeah, she claimed that I assaulted her and wanted to get me arrested.
Wow. You know, it was a long time ago we coined the phrase the BBC. Bitches be crazy. And I feel like she would fall under that category.
I was hoping, I thought you guys had shirts at one point.
We did.
I was hoping to get one, but I never did, unfortunately.
Oh, no. We had the BLD shirts, Bitches Love Drama.
Oh.
Those are nice. Yep. Those are cool shirts. We should bring them back.
If you guys have any in the back stock room in the corner, let me know. I'll buy one.
You know, I'll check my drawers at home.
So, Jay, the cops ended up showing up?
Yeah, they showed up. They cuffed me. They were pulling me. They pulled me aside, cuffed me, was talking to everybody, a few witnesses, and then they asked to see their cameras. And apparently they caught her on camera throwing the soda over herself and everything out in front of the Farrelly's. And they let me go, and then they cuffed her up and took her away on a false police report.
Jay, I have a $1 million question. Is this your ex-wife, or are you still married?
Oh, she's an ex for sure.
Okay, I didn't know. I was like, you know what?
I was curious to know, like, did they patch things up?
Because I'm cracking jokes about this woman. I'm like, wait, this could still be his wife. That would be very rude.
Yeah, no.
All right, we're going to introduce you to your cellmate this morning, who is Kyle in Granite Falls. Kyle, why did you end up on the news?
Hey, everybody, daily listener.
Right on, Kyle. Thanks.
Last 5 years. Hey, guys. So before I get started, I will say I'm giving you guys more of my rated PG stories, but as my drinking progressed over the years, so did my troubles. So with that said, let's fast forward a couple years from the drive-in theater light bulb incident. I was still living in Bremerton at the time. My best friend had moved over to Shoreline.
Uh-huh.
So we pulled the whole, I'm staying at his house, he's staying at my house, and we're just out running amok as, teenagers. And down the street from where he used to live in Bremerton, there was a huge tree fort in the back of this person's house, like two stories. So since we had no place to stay, we snuck in there and crashed for the night. This thing was huge, had like four bunk beds in it. And I guess the kids or whoever came out to play or something in the morning and must have told their parents, and they called the cops. So we woke up to the police in there waking us up.
Ooh.
And I think the thing that got us in the newspaper was when the police were coming up the wooden ladder, they broke one of the steps on it. So they had to call the fire department to like set up a ladder for us to get down, even though we could have easily still climbed down.
This is the worst hangover ever.
Yeah. I just love the kids too going in there. Mom, Dad,
there's
strange people in our treehouse.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Miggs, based on the severity of the crimes of our cellmates, who should go first in the game?
I'm still loving the visual of the crazy ex-wife pouring soda over her head, and they have surveillance footage of it. So let's start things off with Jay from Spanaway.
Spanaway Jay. All right, first question. First question to you, Jay. Sammy Hagar played his first show with Van Halen on this day in 1986. Is the Red Rocker older or younger than David Lee Roth?
Oh, I can't recall it exactly. I'm going to say he's older.
Ah, yes!
That is correct. All right, Kyle, you must get this right for the game to continue. Ooh. Kyle, what was the name of the Jetsons' dog?
Whoa. My little brother's going to kill me for this. I don't know. No clue.
Oh, no.
His name was Astro.
Would you have accepted Rastro?
Rastro? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations to Spanaway Jay. Spanaway Jay is going to go see Breaking Benjamin and staying at White River.
Are you married now?
Awesome. Yes, I am. To an amazing woman.
All right. And you make sure you keep lids on top of those soda drinks now, right?
Heck yeah.
Well, you guys are going to have a great time at the concert, man. Congratulations.
Oh, she's going to be excited. You guys rock.
Hell yeah, Jay. Thanks.
Well, The Rock is all over the news for Make-A-Wish, Blood, and the Seattle Mariners. We're going to tell you all about it after the Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson shared recently that the Make-A-Wish Foundation had reached out to him and told him about a 2-year-old with a brain disorder who was apparently a massive fan of the movie Moana.
Man, I'm a sucker for all the Make-A-Wish stories that we hear about any celebrities that do stuff to bring a brighter day to someone who's dealing with some awful, awful stuff.
And as a parent, you just can't even imagine going through that in the first place. It's not even something I like to think about.
I think about all the parents that have to go through that, and my heart goes out to them.
But Moana is obviously a huge success, and the song You're Welcome has annoyed parents in homes for years now.
Dude, I get... Maybe it's because I'm a rock fan. I get so fired up by that song. I have been guilty of listening to that song in my car by myself.
Oh.
And I've tried to get Tatum to listen to it with me because she liked Moana. Like, well, she sat through it. But she seemed to tolerate it and like some parts and thought the characters were cute and liked the song when it was going on. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this will be our song. It's The Rock. And this will be a great gateway to becoming a rock fan like your daddy. And she doesn't care about the song.
Not there yet.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
No.
Well, part of granting this wish, he sang the song to the little girl, which is so exciting. And we have some of the audio.
The wish child, Naomi's eyesight, is very limited due to her brain disorder. However, her sense to hear has been enhanced. And this song, You're Welcome, in particular, is very special. And she reacts positively every time she hears his voice. Naomi, I know that you can hear me right now. This is Maui. It might be better that you can't see me because you might say, that don't look like Maui.
And so here he is actually singing it.
Fill your sails and shake your tree. Come on, Naomi, what can I say except You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Love at islands I pulled from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I guess that's just my way of being me. You're welcome. Come on, Naomi, this is for you, honey.
That's awesome.
So being that you are such a big fan of The Rock, did you watch Moana before Tatum?
No.
Just wondering.
I mean, I love The Rock. I haven't seen all of his movies. There's some I'm just like, I'm fine. But I was very excited to put it on when Tatum was old enough to understand what's going on in front of her on a TV.
And you are obviously our resident Rock expert. So I anytime I see something trending on Twitter, I panic a little bit, like, oh God, what's wrong? But I saw that The Rock and WWE Raw were trending.
Well, it always trends because it's like the most popular form of entertainment there.
So what is up with all that?
So The Rock is back. I'll keep it brief because I know not everyone loves wrestling, although trending-wise, everyone seems to be interested in what's going on. The Rock is back. He's a bad guy in the WWE. He's kind of like the final boss, and he's part of the bloodline with Roman Reigns, and he's getting in the way of Cody Rhodes, who's trying to fulfill his goal of finishing his story and winning a title, right? So he's been kind of messing with Cody, and a lot of people are talking about it because at the end of the most recent episode of Raw, The Rock beats him down and gets him bloody, which they don't do anymore on WWE. They never make wrestlers bloody intentionally. And then, like, he cursed as well. We have the audio.
Oh, my God.
And I want to say something. You know what? Actually, Danny, could you just play a little clip of Titanic? Because everyone talks about how Titanic's, like, the greatest movie of all time. And the acting is amazing. And we played this yesterday, and this was the first time I ever even heard any of Titanic.
Because you've never seen the movie.
And I never will. And we'll just play a couple seconds. But here's that scene from Titanic we played yesterday.
I love you, Jack.
Don't you do that. Don't you say your goodbyes.
I'm so cold.
You're going to get out of here.
Okay, so that's Titanic. I don't know. Without seeing the visuals, it doesn't sound like anything special. It doesn't sound like better acting than what happened with Cody Rhodes and The Rock on Monday Night Raw.
Your daddy talked about hard times. He doesn't know about hard times. But you're going to know about hard times, boy. The Rock is going to learn you about hard times. Because this is what happens when you with the final boss.
The crowd's not used to hearing cursing. Okay. They were both on a door in the water. That's why he's breathing heavy.
I was going to ask about the breathing heavy. It sounds very intense.
Well, I think I made some new wrestling fans in this room, Danny.
So when
come on, that's just as good of acting as Titanic.
Sure, Steve. Sure.
Okay, but you mentioned the bloodiness. How are they getting bloody? What is this like? Does he like actually like hit him in the head and he's bleeding?
It is real blood.
From his head?
Well, yes. Where else is it coming from?
Well, I don't know
his
how
foot?
It works.
And he just puts it on his head and smears it on there?
How do they make it
He cuts
happen?
Himself.
What?
So it's a thing in wrestling. Like, obviously, it's commitment to the story. So sometimes, whenever people see the blood, I always laugh when people are like, that's so fake. I'm like, no, actually, that's real blood. It's just a predetermined match. And yeah, of course, they're hamming it up. This isn't real. They're not really fighting, but if you watch a lot of these videos online, of course I have, but like a lot of wrestlers, they hold like a little piece of a razor blade and they'll put it into their wrist tape.
No.
Or they'll put it in their mouth. And then when it's time to get bloody, they take that little, like that little triangle of razor blade and just poke their head a few times.
Okay, so wrestling is real.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bonkers. So you're doing a certain spot and then all of a sudden the blood just starts, you know, your head. Have you ever cut your head?
Yes. It bleeds like crazy.
It leaks. It leaks like, so now you put a couple of little quick things. It won't even leave a scar or leave little dots. And back in the day, they were a little more gnarly. They would like take the razor blade and slice themselves.
What?
And so if you look at someone like the old school 80s wrestlers, all their foreheads look like just beat meat. That sounds weird. But but it's because they just kept slicing themselves. Nowadays, they're a little smarter.
And
little
pinpricks.
A couple dots, and then next thing you know, it's just leaking blood.
That is nuts. Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh, pretty crazy.
Gosh, that is very crazy.
Did you see also, real quick, the Mariners gave a nod to The Rock yesterday?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Did you see the commercial that they did where, was it Luis Castillo? Who's known as La Piedra, The Rock. That's The Rock in Spanish. So they had him dress up as the old school version of The Rock with the turtleneck, the gold chain.
And hair.
And the fanny pack. And it was freaking great. And here's a clip of it when I think it was like J.P. Crawford and one of the other players start noticing that he's dressed as The Rock.
Luis is taking this Rock thing to a whole nother level.
And then the best part is that Mitch Haniger's at the end, who's back with the team, and he had this to say about Luis Castillo.
Man, things really changed around here.
Go Mariners.
Go on the Mariners social media pages. It's pretty funny, especially if you remember that iconic picture of The Rock.
Well, none of us in this room. Okay, well, one of us, Sarah. Sarah has watched The Bachelor.
Yes!
But apparently social media is losing it over how it ended, and some of the comments are absolutely priceless. If you hate The Bachelor, like I do,
me,
you will especially appreciate this, and we're going to tell you all about it at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are the Rockaholics going to watch? Because another season of The Bachelor has wrapped up as of Monday night. What else is there?
Oh, for Sarah, it's that or Survivor.
Yes!
She watches the two reality shows that have been around forever, and I feel like do the same thing every year.
And I love every season.
Yeah, it's comfort food for you.
It is.
So, I'm not familiar with this season of The Bachelor at all, but it did end with a wedding proposal.
And now, Sarah, have you seen the finale?
No, it aired Monday night, and my cable has been messed up for the past 2 days. I kid you not. I am so upset about it.
How is your cable messed up?
I don't know. Our TV, like, it turns on, but then it says you have to troubleshoot this and that and the other. And, of course, I don't know what the hell to do. So I've asked George and BJ to do all the things.
Don't ask BJ. He's not going to be able to figure that out.
He kind of knows how to unplug something and put it back in, sort of.
Did you try turning it on and turning it off and turning it back on again?
Yeah, nothing has worked. So fingers crossed the cable people are going to come over to the house and fix it.
Well, hey, good news. We have the results for you. That way you don't have to worry about it.
Cool.
Do you know how it ended, though?
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, because it's all over social media. It's like the top, besides obviously the bridge, and if you like P. Diddy, then it's The Bachelor,
because it's a great show.
Those are three very strange stories to connect together.
Joey is the Bachelor. He did pop the question to Kelsey. Were you rooting for her?
No.
Okay.
So I'm disappointed to begin with.
And this finale was filmed back in the fall of last year, so they've had to keep their relationship hidden
that
from
must
the
been
public.
So hard.
So I heard like the big story, though, was it was between her and some other girl who has hearing issues. Daisy.
Yes.
Okay. And so a lot of people seem to love Daisy, and but apparently she just kind of pulled the plug. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. That's
Steve.
Right. I forgot. Sorry.
She pulls the plug.
Should we play a clip for Sarah so that she has some understanding?
Apparently she went to Joey, Sarah, and said, hey, look, we don't have to go through all the formalities. I'm out.
And, what? She just left?
And I guess the big controversy is that she told the other girl, like, yeah, he's not picking me. It's all you.
Was he not picking her because she left? Or did Joey tell her that?
Well, you're asking me too many questions. I don't know.
Let's just play Sarah the audio.
Okay.
I know you said you were the best for me. So I'm going to do what's best for me. And I'm going to go.
And I know you deserve nothing but the best. And I really wish I was able to give it to you. Really do.
Okay. Well,
I'll walk you out.
You know, I think it's something I should do on my own.
You sure?
Yeah.
Wait, was that the Titanic audio again?
Oh, no, that was The Rock and Cody Rhodes, I believe, on WWE's Monday Night Raw.
Were you getting a little misty?
No,
I was.
Not at all. But apparently, then she told the girl, like, "Hey, just so you know, he's not picking me." I could be wrong, but that's what I saw on social media. Because we went on social media, of course.
Yeah, and of course, when you go to social media, you have to go straight to the comments because fans were not pleased.
And so we sent a bunch of Facebook and Twitter posts to our production director, Veggie Dog, Jason. We said, hey, pick out some of your favorite comments and recreate them for us. Because, you know, on social media, everybody is happy. Actually, a lot of people are happy about how this show ended. But, of course, there are a few not too pleased. And let's see what Jason found.
The finale wasn't that shocking. Wilder things have happened in the past.
That's true.
Okay, okay. So far, that's not so bad.
Mm-mm. Why do any of you bitches watch this?
Oh.
Why do any of you bitches watch this show? It's so corny and fake. Enjoy your life with your 12 cats. Even Grey's Anatomy is better than this.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, I'm insulted.
You know what I like is that these are now just attacking Sarah.
They really are.
I also hate that you paused it when you did. You gave me the biggest heart attack right now.
Because you thought he said a different SH word.
Well, I thought he forgot to bleep it or something. I was like, what's happening?
Good thing college hoops are back on Thursday.
Yes.
My wife owes me for having to watch this last night.
Why does that voice make it sound like he's like in an RV just crushing like Michelob Light?
It does.
Yep, NCAA tournament back on Thursday, so.
Yeah.
I love how you dipshits are on here talking about how both ladies are great. OMG, Daisy and Kelsey are so classy. Classy! All these women fighting over one man. I'm no prude, but GTFO.
GTFO.
It is funny how we talk about just how elegant and how lovely these ladies are, but it's like her and 29 others are fighting for one guy's love.
Sounds really like not my cup of tea.
And we have one more comment about The Bachelor.
Dude's an idiot. Daisy with a sweet ass all the way.
Can you confirm? Daisy have a sweet ass?
I mean, yeah, they're both very beautiful. They're all beautiful.
I was going to say, Taryn, I think all of them have sweet asses. I don't think they hire anyone who does.
That's part of the application is how sweet is your ass?
Yes.
Is it bachelor sweet? Apparently. Well, we came across a story on Como that said more than 210 bridges in Washington are in poor condition. Should we be concerned? We're going to check in with Washington State Department of Transportation's state bridge engineer, Evan Grimm, after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, this week we've obviously been paying very close attention to all of the details surrounding the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse yesterday in Baltimore. And that brings up a big topic about us locally. Here in Seattle, we've obviously got bridges to the left, to the right, to the north, to the south, the east, and the west.
Yep.
And so who better to speak with than a bridge expert? We have Evan Grimm from Longview this morning. You are Washington State Department of Transportation's state bridge engineer.
Correct.
Hey, Evan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So one of the reasons why we saw that you were quoted and you were talking to the people over at Como 4 News about what's going on, because there was a story that showed up. Obviously, you know, we see the story that happened in Baltimore and all of our hearts are breaking for everybody there. And then you come across a story that just says, hey, there are a bunch of bridges in Washington State that are deemed poor condition. So, of course, like, we don't know what that means. So you start thinking the worst. Am I supposed to be driving on these bridges? And you were quoted and you talked about how, no, everyone calm down. So we thought it'd be great to have you on just to kind of explain to our rockaholics why, if they see these stories, you don't need to freak out.
Yeah, great. Glad for the opportunity.
So what is that, when we see a headline that says more than 210 bridges in Washington State are in poor condition, what is your response to that?
Well, I guess, first of all, I just want to point out that the departments of transportation across the country are a tight-knit community. And when we think about our colleagues over in Baltimore and what they're going through, our hearts go out to them. So I just want to point that out first. But yeah, thank you. So on the point of good, fair, and poor, so we're required to inspect every bridge that is open to the public that people can drive on. And our bridge inspection program is a robust program, and our bridge inspectors are trained to go and ensure the safety of each structure. So as part of the federally mandated requirements for bridge inspection, each bridge is deemed good, fair, or poor. And so when it's in poor condition, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's in danger of collapse or of immediate failure, but it means that there may be significant corrosion, there could be concrete spalling, those types of things that require us as bridge owners to take more immediate action to ensure that they function properly. And so we do have bridges that are in poor condition, but if they're open to traffic, they're safe to drive on.
And I remember, you know, it was probably just over a decade ago when the Skagit River Bridge collapsed. This story came up, a similar story came up at that time. Were you working for Washington State Department of Transportation when the Skagit River went down? The Skagit River Bridge? You were.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of curiosity, like that, I remember that bridge going down and how long it took to, you know, rebuild it, and it diverts traffic. When a bridge has to go through certain repairs, do you guys know kind of typically how long you're going to be shutting down traffic and diverting around? Is there always like a pretty, you know, I don't know, like a solid guesstimate on how long that's going to take to repair a bridge or fix a bridge?
It's always case by case because bridges are such different size and complexity. Sometimes you'll have a bridge that is only partially shut down, and so how long will it take to get that repaired? Sometimes you have to do major reconstruction, so it really just depends. We have been lucky in recent years where we've had to close a lane. For example, I-5 in Nisqually just a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. our bridge inspectors were out on the bridge and they noticed a severe crack, and so they had to close one lane. And we were able to quickly work with our maintenance crews to make a steel repair, and they were able to get it back open that day. So it just depends.
This might be a strange question, and I'm sure you don't have like an exact answer, but when we watch that footage and you see how quickly that bridge went down, and now you see like just it was such a long bridge. What would, like, when the time does come where they're like, okay, we need to build a new bridge, how long does something like that take to build a bridge of that size?
You know, we're all curious to see how long it's going to take them. They have all kinds of different challenges that they're going to have to face. I don't know how deep the channel is.
That right.
A lot of the time it takes is to build piers up deep below the channel and to come up out of the water. So it just totally depends on the site, and it can take years, but I don't know how long it's going to take in this case.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, obviously, there's a lot that they're worried about that are way more important than bringing the bridge back. But thinking about all those commuters that use that bridge on a day-to-day basis, and now, yeah. I mean, I don't even know what kind of how they figure out how to get around wherever they need to get when you have something of that size, and that's how you get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
One more question for you. We're talking to Evan Grimm from the Washington State Department of Transportation. This is just out of curiosity. How do bridges get named? If there's a bridge being built, is that something that you have information about that you could share? Do people like submit applications for what the name should be?
You know, and it's always different. It seems like sometimes it will be done by the legislature. Mm-hmm. They will actually name the structure depending on the size of the structure. We have a few bridges in our inventory that are sort of what we would call puddle jumpers, just kind of small local bridges. And those will get named potentially by the local area, or even just by the person who's putting them in the inventory. They'll just say, oh, looks like it's Second Avenue. So they'll call it the Second Avenue Bridge. So it just depends.
Huh. Yeah, I never thought about that, but I just seem that's such a strange thing to even think, like, what constitutes what, but that's interesting.
And it says, you know, in the story that we read on Como, that 210 bridges in Washington are in poor condition, but how many bridges do we have in the state of Washington altogether?
All together on the local and state systems is just over 7,000 bridges.
Wow. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, thank you so much, Evan Grimm. It's been a pleasure to talk with you this morning from Washington State's Department of Transportation, State Bridge Engineer. And, yeah, we
How
really
do you
appreciate
fit all
the
that
time.
on a business card? That's quite the title.
WSDOT. We shorten it up.
Thank you, Evan. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I thought you were trying to get a bridge named after you or something like that. I was like, where are we?
I was just, well, you know, out of curiosity, I'm like, does somebody, are bridges mostly named after people who have passed on? Are they named after people that are living?
Or
you know?
Named after an area where they're at, yeah.
Or like a road, you
I
know?
Never thought about like how they come up with the names to the bridges. That was interesting, yeah.
How do we get a Steve Miggs bridge in Puyallup? We could put one in your backyard.
Okay.
over like a puddle.
I'm sure my daughter would be very impressed by that.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 75, 20, and 10 in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We will play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.